Games of Chance. This morning's commentary brought to you by Wafat Bank. We're hearing reports that the vaccine drive is stalling out. Here in Washington, about 42% have had at least one shot, but some counties, it's been a tough sell there. Danny Westney reported in yesterday's Seattle Times that the biggest problem seems to be the large number of people who just do not trust the government. And across the country, agencies have tried everything. They've tried vaccine vans cruising neighborhoods like ice cream trucks, free beer, free donuts, free pot. However, I believe that even people who don't trust anything the government does do trust one thing the government does, which is why I'm going to suggest that the job of getting people to want to get vaccinated be turned over to Washington's lottery. It is time to use the Department of Imagination instead of the Department of Fear. And I think it could be really easy to do. Every vaccination card has at least three verifiable numbers on it: your vaccination date, your birthday, and the vaccine lot number. Here in Washington, the machinery is already in place for Powerball, Mega Millions, Lotto, and Hit 5. So I say we add a new game called Big Shot. Each day we draw a birthday, a vaccination date, and a lot number. If it matches what's on your vaccination card, you win. If no one wins that day, it rolls over. I'll leave it to the odds makers to calculate the prizes. And you see the beauty of this, right? The people not getting vaccinated are the people who see it as a gamble with no upside, like buying a lottery ticket where the prize is that nothing bad happens to you, big whoop. But with daily big shot drawings, suddenly there's a clear upside that everybody can understand. And you won't need any more cajoling, scolding, or guilting. Because when you play big shot, only the virus loses. I think we have our first billboard.